Guys, welcome back to this is a very special episode of Just Two Boys. This is Just Two Boys,
after hours, guys. Just Two Boys After Hours is not a traditional Just Two Boys podcast. It's more like we have a topic that we want to discuss. For the most part, I feel like me and Wally are on the same wavelength when it comes to a lot of the issues and topics. Okay, you don't have... Anyway, so people like to hear about us. We like to make some podcasts where we talk about issues and things like that, which we enjoy doing. And then sometimes we want to...
Be fun and be goofy.
And then sometimes we want to talk about issues, but then also have maybe some opinions that don't match with ours to come on the podcast and discuss.
And sometimes we like to get serious.
Talk about it.
Anyway, so for our first episode, yes, we are joined by co-founder the creative lead of Punga, the clothing brand. I'm currently rocking it right now. He's generous enough.
Which, if you guys don't know, PungaClub.com is a clothing line that my brother and I have launched. But
it's only the freshest thing that's come out in the past decade.
My brother is, I'm telling you guys, when it comes to fashion, there's no one like my brother. He is a very good fashion little boy. He's a good little young little boy. And he's my brother.
Look at him.
If you've watched Just Rain videos, you know Punga on Purpose, Punga Boys. It's been a huge theme. And now it is actually coming to fruition. So there's my brother, Anmol.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to, before we start the episode, you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, my name's Anmol. You know, go by Unmolium.
Okay.
Two else for a gal, if you didn't remember.
We're also joined by somebody who is...
I hold her very dear to my heart. I just met her today in real life. Horsepower.
Hello.
If you guys don't know Horsepower, we have a podcast with her. Either it's out right now or it has not come out.
Hopefully
it
never comes out, am I right, brother?
Yeah. So we're joined on this podcast today, and we've actually been talking about this issue at home, and me and my brother...
No. You guys weren't talking about it. You guys were arguing, screaming.
Oh, yeah, we're
brothers.
You guys
were screaming from the top of your lungs,
yeah,
not letting each other finish. So this should be, that should just be exactly the same.
I think at the end of the day, me and Mole think the same way. It's just we have varying differences in opinions, and then those opinions get talked about. And then we also have Horse, who is a woman... creator, rapper.
She is a woman.
You're a woman, right?
I am everything and yet nothing at all.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Yes, I'm a woman. I'm a rapper. I'm a feminist. I am a strong, opinionated person.
Yeah.
And
I think it'd be good to have
ready to talk some shit.
Yeah, it'd be good to have a woman's perspective on this topic
on
as well.
On everything.
On everything, yes. Real you're right. On everything. And then also this.
Tell me a real question.
Is it bad if I get a t-shirt that says, this is what a feminist looks like?
No, if you believe in feminist ideals, which is of equality amongst both sexes.
You do, right, Wally?
Yeah,
yeah, actually I do.
That's not a funny thing to you, right? Throwing on a feminist shirt.
Yeah.
This is backfired on you already. We're not even 5 minutes in. And Wally's already got damn.
Crazy ass.
Wally and intention already here.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, the topic we were talking about today is one of my favorite rappers, probably my favorite rapper.
Same.
One of the most impactful rappers for me growing up, literally throughout my prepubescent to my teen years, to my early 20s, well into now. And they have made a sort of a comeback, and they're making a bit of a splash because they are very fearless with the opinions they're giving right now. None other than Mr. Kanye.
He's a rapper?
You didn't know?
I thought he was just Kim Kardashian's
husband. I thought he was a prophet. So, I mean, everybody already knows Kanye West.
He wilded.
He's, some people say he's wilding. Other people saying he's being mad inspirational. Other people say he's being ignorant.
Sorry, guys. Getting a FaceTime call from my sister. If you don't mind. I'm just going to answer it real quick.
Yeah, nah, please. It's not like we're in the middle of...
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Just to start off, I love 90% of everything that
he's
saying.
Yes, I agree.
I would go as far as saying 98% of everything he's saying. I'm a strong 98% on this. 90% of everything that he's saying, I think, I agree with. and I've totally fallen in line with it. And I'm like, yes, I get it. And then there's a few other things that I'm like, I wish you had just articulated this a little bit better. Just a little bit better, because I kind of get where you're trying to say. We're not articulating it so well. But we're not going to talk about the big thing right away. We're going to talk about his tweets. He's been tweeting. When he first started off, he started tweeting about a lot of great tweets. And I started posting them on my story. Motivational tweets.
Yeah, you actually tweeted, Kanye is your Beyonce. And I retweeted that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like,
try to talk closer to the mic.
Yeah, yeah. So I was agreeing that Kanye was my Beyonce.
Yes.
And then I had to unretweet that post.
Oh, really?
Post-apocalypse.
I haven't taken it down. It's still up there.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye West is still my Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce, like, whatever did some Beyonce crazy stuff.
Is to women is what Kanye West is to me. And this is not in any way, shape, or form discrediting Beyonce. Okay, because I know one time I made fun of Beyonce on
the Beehive.
I didn't know. I made fun of Beyonce because she was wearing, like, remember that Coldplay video that they did in India?
Oh, yeah.
And then she's wearing, like,
I don't really like that.
Like chainmail something, like Indian jewelry, but it was like kind of cheesy, and I was like kind of made fun of her for that.
It kind of reminded me of Chamma Chamma, that Hindi song with
Urmila. It was kind of cheesy. No, the jewelry was kind of cheesy.
Hey, listen, no Punjabi reference.
And
it's actually a Hindi reference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ignorance.
So I got attacked by the Beehive, and I learned my lesson. I was like, do not make fun of me. I was just like poking fun, and like I got reamed, and I was like,
Twitter, do your thing.
Yeah, literally.
Drag
him.
So that's where I realized Beyonce is like
powerful.
She's like a religious figure. It's like safe to say she's like a deity.
She's
like
Noah.
She's a prophet. Okay. Twitter, you know who to go after.
Drag him.
So that's what I feel like Kanye West is to me. Right?
No, I retweeted it. I agreed for a moment, but then I had to like slow my roll. He started tweeting out some good stuff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it kind of hit a point of when he posted the MAGA hat when he was talking.
MAGA.
Sorry. It's the Canadian in me.
He is my president.
Okay, so before we get there, like a lot of his tweets, like I there's one tweet that I really resonated with. There's so many, all of his
fear
tweets.
And love.
Fear and love.
Yes.
Enemies. Like there's no, the concept of enemy is an illusion. It's not a real thing.
It's a narrative in our head.
It's a narrative in our own head. And I agree with that. I really genuinely don't think that anybody is an enemy, and I really genuinely believe that you, him, we're all...
Well, we are.
You're me, just in a different body, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we're just
projections and reflections
exactly
of each other.
Like, as a comedian, you know, we make jokes, and some people tend to get offended. Like, people get offended at stuff I say all the time, even though I'm like, you... So as a comedian, I understand the concept of offense is not given, it's taken. I get it in the comedian concept because I'm like, I could say a joke. When we did the Punjabi wedding series,
oh, dude, people hate
the second video, remember how much hate we got for that?
Because of the Gurdwara
scene. Which wasn't in a real Gurdwara.
Yeah.
There's no real,
it was fake,
like beat or anything there. Everything was, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, we were just recreating. But like the amount of hate we got for that was like unreal. So I was like, I'm not, like, that's an example of like, I'm not giving offense.
Taking it.
You're taking it, right? I'm just like, and I also believe as a community, I think like generally my philosophy is like, we're living in a simulation. Nothing is that serious. Everything is funny. Like that's the way I like to live life personally. Okay. Right. And some people will like to disagree with me. That's cool. But how I live my life is like, I think everything is funny. And that's how it's like, that's like a positive, I think, mindset I would like to live my life by. But you know, some people might come at me with that.
It definitely has some weaknesses for,
Like people like my brother, my own brother and Mole.
That's
a different philosophy.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
Mike.
Like you guys said, there's no harm in doing the Gurdwara scene. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody was hurt.
Can you stop shaking the mic?
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, Wally. But yeah, there's no harm in doing the Gurdwara scene. For example, you know, let's flip the switch. Kanye also did some type of thing in his performance, Jesus tour. He brought Jesus Christ, but he didn't do it in a offensive way. So. Mm-hmm. You know, it's obviously people are very opinionated, so you just gotta be careful
also
with that.
Most of the times, I think you can, like, if a sick person did a show and brought out Guru Nanak, like that, people would have
a
shitstorm. Or if a Muslim guy didn't brought up Muhammad, it would be a shitstorm.
Well, here's
the thing. People can bring out Jesus Christ. It's all relative. Everything's relative to your culture. And
one thing I will take away, and I learned this like during my university years, was that like the concept of impact versus intent. So my intention might not be to hurt you, but I ended up hurting you. The impact of it was painful or hurtful or reminded you of something. And now I feel like there are moments in life where you actually, as the person who does that and creates those situations, you have to take accountability for the impact, regardless of your intention. Like, okay, you, and so, those come in certain places.
So what is
like, okay,
what holds more importance to you, intention or impact? And I like, think, this is not even like, don't even think of anything else. Just you personally tell your truth. What holds more?
It depends on what it is, but I think impact is more powerful to me than what my intentions are. Because a lot of people can say, oh, I meant this, I meant that. But like cultural appropriation is a good example of that, mm-hmm. where it's like you have people taking certain aspects of a culture. Their intentions were good or they didn't. They were like uneducated intentions. But the impact of that, you know, caused problems. And I think that they need to take accountability for those things. And like, I think that sometimes runs parallel to certain cases. Maybe this one's a little bit different, but I think that concept of impact versus intent is something to always think about. Like, yes, mm-hmm. these are my intentions, but what is the impact of that?
Like Norm Kelly.
But to play devil's advocate on that, because I love playing devil's advocate.
I love the devil. 666, mother.
I love playing devil's advocate. The devil's advocate on that. Going back to offense given versus offense taken.
Yeah, it's very parallel to that.
Right? It's parallel to it. So if my intention is to do good and you take it as something offensive.
It's on you.
Isn't it on the person that took offense? They're just projecting their own conditions and their own upbringing onto that situation, being like, this is offensive to me because blah, 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 blah.
But I think that there is a moment as a human that you kind of address the situation and you think about it, like, is this gonna hurt someone? And if you're intentionally knowingly doing that, then I think there's a problem to it. But if I just feel like you can't really always be like, oh, well, that's how you feel. It totally depends on the situation. Like, if we fast forward to what we're talking about with Kanye saying some crazy stuff about mm-hmm. slavery, like, yes, that's gonna.
Oh, we fast forward way too.
I know, but
we haven't even gone.
I know, but
we're still on the tweets.
This is like a quick, like, take your own, pick, choose your own adventures thing right now.
Yeah.
But like, that really matters. So we'll get back to that. But I'm just saying, like, that's like a higher, that has more impact, that has more weight. Mm-hmm. But then there's like stupid, trivial things that runs the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to be aware as a human, you're living in a society with other humans and you have to be careful. You have to have that love. You have to have that genuine nurturing care, I think, to like make the world go round in a sense. And I think that you need to be a little bit aware of that. You can't just be like, well, this is my intention and I don't care how people feel. And if you are butthurt, fuck you. No, I think there are certain lines that you can't really like, you have to think about it. Like, is this going to affect people? And you have such a platform and a voice that you are so influential. You know, you're so influential and you're going to spit like, I think it's gibberish, but
okay
let's continue.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's just, if you don't have, like, if you just didn't do the research on it, then you just don't speak on it. That's as simple as that. Especially if it's something that's so sensitive to people, you shouldn't be able to throw yourself out there. Especially, we know how Kanye is, man. Like, there's...
Unmol also thinks that Kanye has a secret agenda, that he's just trying to sell more albums, which a lot of people think.
100%.
And I think that's 100% that true, because...
hand in hand with what he's doing. They're not separate.
Yeah,
he's not just doing it to sell albums.
No, I agree.
He's
expressing
because he's like out of the sunken place.
Amol had a good point where he's like, he's also just trying to sell shoes too.
That, and it's like, again,
yeah,
like,
album, shoes, whatever. It's like,
but as you said, like, you were saying, impacts more than a 10. I'd say it goes hand in hand, especially, like,
how do I explain? I think it's tough to distinguish.
I think it depends on the situation.
But
for
that's
sure.
like
but
that's like unfair to say. But overall,
to always think about that, to have that
race,
conversation.
It's political.
Yeah, but
climate.
Like you're saying. Okay, here, let me give you an example, all right? Let's say a popular hijabi or turban YouTuber, right? All of a sudden is like, you know what? I don't resonate with the beliefs in wearing like a religious thing. Like, imagine if they're like,
they were wearing it,
they're like, you know what? I'm not going to wear a turban anymore.
Okay. And they take the turban off.
Okay. But now you have their family, right? This is just like weird hypotheticals, I think, because I'm always like, what if I just like got rid of my pug? Like, well, how much of an impact would that have? It would have a huge impact, but people would be like, what would your family think? What would the people in the community, what would the kids think? Like, people would, I'm thinking, just if I got rid of my pug, like, this is what people would say to me. And it's like, I'm just living true to myself. My intention is not to hurt anybody. I just want to be true to myself.
that's different than I think certain stating certain
things.
How's
that different?
Because this is your personal choice of your life, how you navigate yourself. Mm-hmm. If you choose to make any alterations about yourself, that's your life. That only affects truly you. The other people are just like this extra fat that are just clinging on to your.
But how problem. Does that? How does that not apply into every situation?
Because
like a girl, what if like a Punjabi girl
applied to Kanye? Apply
like
to Kanye.
Like wants to become a porn star.
Apply this to Kanye.
Okay.
To
let
Kanye.
Me apply to Kanye.
Because I can give you an example of how Kanye's done this before. For example, when he done when he did Yeezus, let's say he's dropping Yeezus, he's on his yo, fashion world, you know, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, you know, you're going through some struggles, just certain barriers that you can't break down. Mm-hmm. Then you grab the Confederate flag. This is my flag because I can take the meaning of it. Mm. Cool. You know what I mean? You did that in that moment.
I'm old the
so
mic.
You're clearly trying to do the same thing, portray the same thing.
I'm old the mic, please.
Is it? Oh, am I not in it? Yeah. Can you hear me? Oh, sorry. But yeah, he's
stop like how I go.
Oh, yeah. It's just you did the same thing with the Confederate flag for Yeezus. Sold more albums, caused a scene. You're gonna do the same thing with the MAGA hat to get more sales on two new sales. Albums and four albums they're producing, plus a clothing line, plus shoes, which are all amazing. Are gonna be amazing because he is a big.
You know why I don't
figure.
Think it's strictly sales. Because
it's a part of it.
Going back to the Punjabi wedding video, everyone was like, oh, you did this controversy just so you could get more views, just so you guys could make more money. Just so, and I was like, nah, not really.
No, because we need to address how Punjabi weddings are
crazy. We were like, yo, it's funny. We were addressing stuff.
Yeah.
And duh, yeah. I'm like, that's why we make a living.
But it was the first time you guys had done that in that type of
scene. I know, but it's
just,
if you had this exact same conversation before we did the Punjabi wedding video, before I started doing stuff that's more out of the box controversial, I would be totally in line with Unmol's thinking. I'd be like, nah, he's selling more albums, blah, blah, blah. But
no,
like,
but
I get
it's
it.
A part of it. I don't think it's 100%.
I know, but I'm in that world. But my intent has never been to like,
piss
see how much,
off,
how
yeah.
many views and how many, much
no,
money.
I'm with this guy all the time. Let me tell you.
No, but I think
he trolls everybody.
He's in it for the money. The
I
cat.
Also think like a lot of Desi people are extreme haters.
No,
as
they're,
well,
they're not haters.
They
they're,
are.
No, they are.
They're extremists. That's what it is.
All right. I used that word once on Twitter and I got attacked. So
no,
I'll never use the word.
Some religious people.
I call some sick people extremists.
Word is bond. Be careful with what you choose.
Right. It's your. I mean, you're right. But the thing is, like, I always get attacked. I'm with Kanye West only because I will say some stuff on Twitter. I'm like scared to tweet now.
You should be.
especially after the whole wedding thing. Especially like, I tweeted some stuff. I tweet some stuff about my opinions.
Yeah.
Right. And if for sick people watching, I did some tweets about like Guru Nanak, right? Well, his philosophies. And I just pretty much said exactly what he said. So I just tweet some things, but people take everything I say out of context and turn it into this huge story and blow out of proportion. And I'm like, that's not even what I said. So when Kanye West said, like, when he says, like, yo, you guys aren't even taking what I'm saying, and you're blowing out of proportion, and you're taking little things out of context and blowing out of proportion, I feel him on that.
Is it that? Is it really that, or is he not conveying his message properly?
So was I not conveying my message properly? Yes, maybe because on Twitter you can't. That's why I was like, yo.
Ow.
That's why I was like, yo, we got to start this podcast because I can't have opinions.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we can talk about Kanye tweeting about whatever, like, he was on a good, you know, trajectory in the beginning. And then
he did the MAGA hat. Fine. Let's go to the MAGA hat.
Donald Trump, I love him. And then he's trying to convey that he has no hate for anybody. And I can understand that concept.
So then what's wrong with that?
That concept is chill.
Listen, this is coming from, I'm one of the most critical people of Donald Trump. When that whole thing was happening, every other tweet was about Donald Trump, and I still am the most critical person of Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's
love
like,
conquers all.
And
that's what he's trying to.
In the essence
say.
Of like my philosophy, I agree. Yes, love does conquer.
But that's what he's trying to, I think, like say.
He said it himself. He said in the tweet, he was like,
I
don't
love my
agree.
Brother.
I don't agree.
My wife told me to let you know.
Yeah, because that's
my
he's,
wife.
But he's all, but that's what he also thinks. He so, doesn't agree with everything Donald Trump says. It's not a black and white thing. Like, keep in mind, I'm not defending Trump at all.
Yeah.
I'm still going to remain heavily critical, just as I was as Trump. I'm just saying, on a strictly philosophical level, what Kanye is saying is like, there is no black and white.
Okay, but fuck whatever he's saying.
Infinite
what about,
shades
what about
of gray.
The MAGA hat, though? That he was asking,
you rate that? You
he's
rate it?
Asking for a reaction.
No, I don't rate it, but I understand why he
you
did
understand.
It.
You understand? Okay.
Because we're gonna have white, we're gonna have white supremacy hype beasts wearing fucking Yeezys and then KKK hoods with Supreme.
Guys,
I
get it.
the racism is still so. Like,
I get what
there,
he's trying to do,
but
he's not
executing it as.
But he's just executing it as Kanye. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, just Kanye being Kanye.
So he's brave. So, I'll say that.
Yeah, but you know what? He's starting a dialogue. Look at us talking about this right now.
Well, wow. I'll talk about anything Kanye does.
Well, him wearing a MAGA hat has started a huge dialogue.
Yeah. No.
And it's signed.
You know what it is? American politics is like, American politics in general is just
so dramatic.
You're either this side or you're that side.
Yeah. There's no shades of gray.
Yeah. Like, every human being was either born like this or this. There's so many varying rainbow of people that have different thoughts and beliefs in between and outward.
But I feel like the general consensus of what Donald Trump stands for is just like the opposite of what Kanye is trying to promote. And by him, I just feel like he's just like talking gibberish. Like, he's just saying because he can say whatever he wants. I feel like he's just saying whatever, it just fucking comes out of his mouth, like, comes through his mind. He has no thought process of what he's saying. And I truly do believe to think before you speak. And I don't think he's thinking all the time. I think he's gathered some really good thoughts, but I think sometimes he says some stupid shit that he hasn't really thought through, or he's so far removed from society, like, normal living, like, what we live in, even, like, I feel like we're even privileged to be, like, how we're living our life. And regular people. He's so far removed from that that, like, he has no understanding anymore of, like, what is the norm. And I'm not saying the norm in, like, this, like, cliche way. I just mean, like, fucking normal humans working daily dealing with bullshit. Mm-hmm. He doesn't deal with that. He's so far removed.
Yo, but it's maybe different because I'm American and I'm, like, watching. I mean, I see people who actually wear MAGA hats. There's real MAGA people. I like the intent he's doing, though. I like that.
I agree.
He's getting those two people finally closer together.
100%. Like the Cardi B Nicki tweet. It's like the same concept, but in a smaller
spectrum. Yeah, of course. I mean,
but now he's like,
at the end of the day, like, my whole philosophy, because I'm just like, yo, we're living in a video game. It's a simulation. Nothing.
No. Don't start this again.
People hate when I talk about the video game, but I honestly believe it.
No, it's the Matrix. We are.
It's like everything.
To be the Sims game.
All these standards that we're attaching to how he tweets and what is deemed stupid, what is deemed good, what is deemed bad, is still a construct of our society and our upbringing and how we are as people. True or false?
It's true. But when someone's talking about a sense of being a free thinker, I agree with the ideology of that. But there has to be a sense of critical thinking when you're doing free thinking as well. That's the main point of all this.
Critical thinking.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Because, for example, it's like, oh, yeah, I wore the mega hat to thing, blah, blah, blah. But then when T.I. asked him, yo, have you heard about the Muslim ban? Have you heard about the travel ban? Mm. What is that? So it's like, clearly it's just...
So he didn't know what the Muslim ban.
He's uneducated.
Hey, there's no Muslim ban. It was a travel ban.
But he's uneducated and you can't make big statements, especially with that amount of platform and privilege that you have for your voice. Without, you're just talking literally out of your ass. Like, literally just talking out of your ass. And I do that a lot. So you can't bullshit a bullshitter, you know, and you can catch that shit, you know?
Yo, I'm just playing devil's advocate to everything. So don't take anybody. I just like playing devil's advocate. So don't take anything that I'm saying as my truth.
No, he supports Trump. I saw him. He was liking his
tweets. That's why you're wearing a white hoodie today. There you go.
He was liking his tweets.
But is there not a beauty in being able to say whatever comes to your mind without a filter, because the filters are just still what society has deemed is right or wrong.
No, because if people
Let's look at the overall concept. The overall philosophy is that there is no right or wrong. Everything right or whatever is right in one culture is wrong in one culture, right? In another culture.
They say, like, one person's freedom fighter is another person's terrorist.
Exactly. Like, everything is defined by our
what our perception.
Like,
is.
A guy, for sick people, a guy that goes to a barber. I don't know why I keep getting... I'm not going to cut my hair, guys, just so everyone... A dude that goes to a barber shop, gets a haircut, within a sick construct, because I'm sick as well, it's like the worst thing you could do for a sick male is to get a haircut. It's like everything is defined. Yes, exactly. And to you, is that so normal? So it's like everything is defined within its parameters of culture, religion, ideology, and upbringing and conditioning of our generation, the previous generation. So it's like, whatever he's saying is coming from a place of love, genuine intention of love, if he's taking the MAGA hat, which let me just be clear once again, not saying I agree with his tactics, okay, but his intention of let me take this one thing that is so hurtful for people in America, and let me see if I can spin it Which, that kind of...
But it hasn't been spun. It hasn't been spun.
Okay, fine. It hasn't been spun yet. But let's just say that's his intention. That's like me taking shitty situations. That's like a comedian. That's what a comedian does.
No, but...
They take shitty situations in their life, and they spin it into something positive.
The reason why it's different is because there's actual hate crimes going on. People are dying.
Yeah, people are...
There's fucking rallies
I agree, guys. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Stop, then, bitch.
No, but... Okay, if you want...
Why? Were we not going to have the same viewpoint?
But if you want people to have no filter and speak whatever comes to their mind...
Yeah, tell them.
No, I feel like there's a little thing that would help the world go round, and I think it's empathy. Mm-hmm. I think it's kindness. And I think not everything needs to be vocalized if you think something fucked up. Because I could say 10 million things... Well, not 10 million things. I could say a bunch of things that come off my head that wouldn't be kind or empathetic to your life and what you're going through currently. And I think... No, I think that it's important to be mindful of the people around you to make this world have a nice flow to it. You can't just be like, ugh, and let me just spit out whatever I say. Because I know a lot of assholes who do that, and they don't make life easier. It affects all the other people who have been dealing with this, to the police brutality, like the Black Lives Matter movement, what they've been fighting for. It just, and especially coming from the Kanye, who talked all this shit about the same exact thing on the other side of the spectrum. And then he gets so far removed, goes to Calabasas, he ends up with a white girl. What, leave your ass for a white girl? He does that same exact shit. And then now he's on the other side of the teeter-totter, and he's the one sitting down, and you're up in the air, and you're like, yo, Kanye, I thought we were both on the same shit. No, it's so different. It's so different.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm with you on
that. No, I know you're with me, but, like, I'm just saying this is why Kanye's chatter lately has been problematic post, like, him wearing the MAGA hat, whatever.
Again, it goes to the basis of it. Kanye West, what is a slave, dude? Like...
You don't
have control over anything over your life. You're literally stuck mentally and physically into doing something that you don't want to be doing, or an ideology or some type of realm that you don't have control over.
Okay.
Basis of a slave. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you're saying 400 years of it was a choice, like, dude, come on, man. Like, that's what, in my head, I'm like, dude, you know what you're saying. You're trying to get a rise out of people. You're waiting for people to be reactive, so you can hit them with the, like, you mean like the 1-2. But then I'm just waiting for the 1-2. I'm still waiting. Like, everything with Trump, with the slavery. I'm still sitting here waiting. Like, all right.
Like, people also took clips out of context.
No. Yeah.
Without, which is unfair to me. I'm like, if you're gonna show the whole thing.
It's kind of, I would say, if anything similar, it's talking about like the colonialism that happens in India and talking about that whole thing and the partition that came about from it. And like that whole hatred between Muslims and Sikhs and Hindus. And then saying like that shit was like, you know, and like making that irrelevant and being like, that wasn't the Brits that fucking did that. That was you guys. And that was a choice that you guys had that Pakistan got separated because of colonialism. But that was a choice. Like, that's like what I would say would be the closest thing to that. But, like, you can't undermine, like, slavery was a huge thing. It's going to take years and years past this, like, centuries, for people to finally get over that trauma. And that's, like, ancestral conditioning. That's going to happen for generations to come, that they're going to get over that. That's like talking about the reservations and the First Nations people and being like, that was a choice.
Oh, they got the most fucked.
No, I know, but that kind of runs parallel to that, and you cannot ever
uncomparable, I think. Just
no, I think you can kind of run parallel between slavery and the Indian reservation schools. If you're gonna compare something like the Punjabi school thing, like, I mean, not the Punjabi school thing, but the Punjabi wedding things. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little excited right now, but I would say that those two things, and you would never say that. You would never say the reservation schools were a choice. They got beaten out of them.
100%.
Like, same thing with slavery. That was never a choice. So when Kanye says,
and same thing with colonialism
shit,
in India. Yeah. Same thing with the Mughal dynasty in India.
So I'm just saying, like, those may be relatively similar, but at the end of the day, like, Kanye's spinning some stupid shit.
Because he's not articulating properly.
No, but he's saying wrong shit. He's like,
it's
in the,
so the Harriet Tubman
research,
quote.
I think it's research. I think it's research. And on top of that, I can tell how far removed he is from society because he doesn't have people challenging what he's saying. That's all it is at the end of the day. That's why
it's healthy. I agree. I think it's healthy.
You need someone to challenge,
have dialogue like this for people to talk.
For example, if I was to do something that I would know that would like affect someone, I'm obviously gonna have a discussion with you because I know you're gonna challenge it. I know you're gonna give me the straight facts, whatever it is, blah blah blah. That's all it is. Kanye's in his own world. He's making his own beats. He's dropping songs that he knows in his head is not good. The beat's fire. But he knows the
I don't like, know that. You don't know what he's thinking.
Scoobity Poop? He knows.
Scoobity Poop is a banger, bro. Scoobity Poop? People are going to play that. People are going to play Scoobity Poop in the clubs. As soon as they're going to play a song, then they're going to play Scoobity Poop, people are going to go crazy. Come on, man.
There's
going
to be a new dance called Scoobity Poop where you poop.
Yeah, man. This guy knows exactly.
No, he's only doing it for Instagram videos and trying to get influencers to do. See, that's the wording you're using.
He's only doing it for that. That's not only what it is.
I don't think he's only.
When you make a song like that, when you're making a song like that, it's trolling.
It's trolling. When you're trolling
multiple
Ebro,
tweets about Donald
who's
Trump,
who's butthurt that he didn't get the Charlamagne interview.
I love Ebro.
I don't say I hate him, but I'm just saying like I can fully see how butthurt he is.
But the thing is, he's asking Ebro to do an interview, so is he really butthurt? Kanye West is asking Ebro to do an interview to fly out to LA. So is he really butthurt about not getting an interview?
Resistant to like understanding where Kanye's coming from because he's like, nah, man, it's this.
It's because who Kanye's aligning himself with. Look at who's supporting Kaz's.
Who's supporting who?
Look at who the people are giving Kanye West research on the type of things that he's been trying to like prevail. Obviously, Ebro's gonna be like, why? Like that's not no. Like I'm not gonna be here trying to talk to people that I'm not aligned with what your overall concept is.
Back to the Harriet Tubman thing that he retweeted.
I'll
right?
say something dumb. You go ahead.
Okay, then we'll go to that. Which was he? So my thing, what I think he's trying to say. Is that in order to
free your mind,
it's literally you have to empower this in order for everything else in your external world to happen. If you're not free in your mind, if you don't have knowledge in the
he does not have his whole knowledge together.
No. I think what he was trying to say in terms of the slavery thing was like these people, they need to be educated and they need to know what circumstances they're in.
So mentally enslaved, that's all he's
Yes, they're mentally enslaved. So many people are mentally enslaved. So Harriet Tubman tweeted back in the day on parchment and pen and quill. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more.
Had they known
they were slaves. So you're so conditioned. It's like, it's also sometimes, it's like, yeah, of course, it's not your fault if you're conditioned.
We've grown up conditioned as children.
It wasn't our fault that we brought up a certain way to think a certain way.
You're educated in a certain way, but also, mind you, this comes from a time where they didn't have the resources, confidence. Like, I'm trying to think of the word, but it's like they were made slaves, beaten, and like sold. Like it's crazy. Like I don't even think like. You can 100%. Even think about like, oh, if I don't think I'm a slave, I'm not a slave. No, it's not
you
that
can't
simple.
Even, you don't even know.
I don't.
You
I
don't have the vocabulary to do that.
Fathom it. I can't.
Yeah. I think it's normal. You like grew up in it.
Yeah.
Or there's so much fear instilled in you.
Yes.
You leave, and this is what happens to you. It's like no.
Your
I
family
might as well
gets
just
taken
keep doing
away.
This.
Like certain things happen. Like
yeah.
Dude, it's like the stakes
this, once
are
again,
so
black
much
and white.
Higher.
Kanye, in that case, he thought very black and white, which was like, yo, if you're trying to get people not to think black and white. You were totally white on that. You're definitely not black. You're definitely white. If you're saying 400 years a slave and it looks like a choice, that is a white. In terms of black and white, that's totally white.
Just do your research. Have someone that challenges your points. Mm-hmm. And then wild out. I have no problem with Kanye wilding out. It's just the way he's being without no research. That's my only thing.
Yeah, and it's this particular topic that is very fragile. Yeah.
What do you guys think about his Islam surgeon?
The Dr. Jan something?
Yeah.
I didn't read the full letter back, but...
So if you guys don't know, he's putting...
His face, but he...
As an album.
But
as
also...
As a forgiveness, which I think is beautiful.
I think it's very courageous. I think it's
beautiful.
But,
I think
do you,
it's awesome.
But do you really think it's in a sense of forgiveness? Because I feel like if he was to forgive, he wouldn't use that photo of that. I don't think it would... I think that's like a double-edged... It's like a fake forgiveness thing.
No, well, I think at the end of the day...
I think he's genuine. Yeah. I think his intentions... I think he's 100% genuine with everything he's doing right now. So even this dumb shit that he's saying, it's just whatever comes to his mind, he says it. but he has his intention is like, yo, yeah, whatever I'm feeling, harmful, I'm, but whatever my subconscious to conscious is coming, I'm saying
it. But he's also so dramatic that maybe he does think that this
he's
is
an a artist, sign. Man.
I know, I understand.
You're an artist too. You're all sensitive.
I'm jaded. I'm
nice.
I'm
everything. But like, okay, but did anyone
I'm
read?
I'm hiding so many problems.
Did anyone yeah, read exactly. the letter that?
I hope this podcast is
over. Did anyone read the letter of what the response was from the doctor? It was like a 2-page letter, very small text. I did not read it.
But, just please, please.
But at the end of it, I think the doctor said, "I please, like, don't use my photo. Maybe you
he
should
said,
use,
don't use it?
Yeah, he said, don't. If you really are about love and forgiveness and you wouldn't use my photo, maybe you should use your cousin's photo. But I wasn't sure, like, I didn't read the whole thing. And I'm like, is this the cousin who stole the laptop?
Laptop?
Like, is this,
I got a cousin who stole my laptop.
Like, is this the cousin? We need to check this, fact check. Because right now I'm going to start talking like Kanye, like saying some fucking alternative facts. Maybe that's why Kanye and Donald Trump have a lot in common.
I think it just came to Kanye's mind.
I love Kanye.
Narcissistic is also
what I am.
Exactly.
No, but
narcissistic is like.
No, but I'm saying him being like alternative facts and just saying whatever the fuck.
Here's narcissism to me. This is where narcissism is to me. I think when we were growing up, especially as South Asians, every time we started feeling ourselves, we're like, oh, I feel good. I feel put. We were like, don't do that. We were told to not do that and be humble. Right, for me, I think. I
be humble in the sense of what, like, I want real concrete examples.
Okay, like, I'm like, oh man, I did really good in school today. Oh, I did really good in this basketball game today. Like, me telling, like, my uncle. And they'd be like, you're being so egotistical, calm down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that's the conditioning that I grew up in. So I was, like, always taught to think that, like, if I even, like, felt myself for a second, like, if I felt good about myself, that's bad. That's not being humble. So from all that framework, my thing is like narcissism versus
self-love
is like I can believe that I'm great and I'm my biggest fan and I think I'm great, but I also think that everyone else has that equal capability of being great, and like
there's an abundance of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's not just me, everyone can be great and everyone can be their greatest fans and everyone's great, versus I think I'm the best and I'm the greatest fan of myself and ain't nobody else on my level. That's narcissism versus self.
I believe it.
I can agree with that. And I did notice in that Charlamagne interview that Kanye kind of corrected himself and said, like, we're all great artists, instead of him saying, like, I'm the best. Before, he did say, like, I'm the best.
Yeah.
And I think he's going
There's
through a learning...
There's nothing wrong with saying
I'm the best. Oh, no, 100%. Yeah.
You need
and
to
I think
say that.
He's going through
There's
a journey.
There's a balance of both, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, I can think I'm the best, and I can also think everybody else is also
the best. Yeah. And I think that, like, ego versus plays a huge role in it, and, like, surrendering to your ego and, like, non-existent ego and, like, having self-confidence and self-love is a different thing. But I think Kanye saying that shit about the slavery is ridiculous, and people don't forgive that easily, especially someone who has been there as someone who was a navigating force to break through those barriers. Mm-hmm. And then now you have that guy go on the other side and be like, sucka, I'm on the fucking white side. That's what it feels like, a slap in the face to a lot of black people, especially. Mm-hmm. But a lot of fans of his, like, he's just got such a powerful voice. And I hate all, like, I love the internet, but I hate the internet because, like, we're giving so much attention to these people that are just having garbage opinions. And I'm not saying garbage in the sense of, like, everyone's entitled to their own thing. But there is, like, a sense of, like, good human, like, quality of being, like, a nice, good, kind, empathetic person in the world. And I think those are who we need in the world, and we don't need any more like whoa Vickies, you know, or like crazy people.
Whoa,
just,
whoa, what's wrong with yo Vicky? Why you know like Vicky, man?
I just mean like we put people on such a pedestal with this day and age of social media that like I would like people to be like, you know, have a direction to go in to create the world into a better place. And
you
I feel
doing
like
doing it like Lil Tay though, so
yeah, it's Lil Tay from Richmond, BC.
But then you're just saying we put people on a pedestal. But you're
there's different level of pedestal.
You're contradicting what you're saying though, in a sense.
I'll break it down.
Because you're like, hey, why are we putting people on a pedestal? We shouldn't put people on a pedestal, right? Everyone, whoever says that it has a garbage opinion, has a garbage opinion. But in the same breath, you're saying Kanye West has so much impact on so many people, and whatever he says is going to resonate and impact so many people.
Because that's the truth of the matter.
Right.
The truth of the matter is that we do that. We do put people on the pedestal.
But isn't there a
and
beauty?
And there is an impact. And when we have good people.
I'm going to be devil's advocate.
But when we have good powerful opinions that help change, those are the type of people that I would like to see in the forefront.
I agree with you.
Right?
Devil's advocate. Kanye West is finally in a place where without fear, he can give any of his thoughts that he has and he can tweet them out. And he's like, you know what? I don't want to be held to, I'm also a human being. Philosophically speaking, he's also a human being just like anybody else.
Yeah.
He's like, I have these thoughts and feelings and I want to tweet them out and I want to say them. And I shouldn't, like when John Legend was like saying the same thing that we're saying right now, he was like, listen, John, this is a fear and manipulation tactic you're using against me for me to not express who I am truly. And as an artist and as a fellow artist here, artists are artists. Artists are going to say whatever comes to them, whatever they feel, whatever emotion they're feeling. We're sensitive people. We're going to say stuff. Some of the world is not going to agree with us, but that's what the beauty of art comes in, is like, the beauty of art comes in, like, you don't have to resonate with what the artist is saying, but some art is so bold that, like, it's going to cause a dialogue. It's going to challenge the way people think. It's going to put a spin on things that aren't, like, safe or aren't, like, comfortable to what people have seen already. And that's what art is. That's what the greatest artists of every generation, every time, have done. They've really challenged the way people have thought and brought new ideas and have been uncomfortable.
I have two things to say about that. I think one thing that we need to learn as a world, as a civilization, is to not idolize. And I think that's one thing about Sikhism that has been, like, I think misconveyed in the sense of, like, I heard, this is what I know about Sikhism, like, the gurus didn't want to be, you know, idolized.
Yes!
Right? And yet they are.
They're,
because the human nature was to, like, we just, like, get obsessed with something. And I think that we need to, like, divert from that narrative, and we need to start realizing that the people around in our circles are the people we should care about and focus on, and not these people that we, like, have false, like, realities with, which are, like, these celebrities, which is, like, the, I think, like, the black vortex of, like, not a good place to be in.
So that's what Kanye's saying.
But at the same time, that false reality can also be something that you're working towards to align yourself to make it an actual reality. For example, if you're saying that if Kanye and them are so far out from us, anything can happen to me tomorrow, for me to create good art, for me to be in that position or close to him, beside him, for me to be doing the same thing that he's doing. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of.
I'm saying, like,
no, like, you'll do what it...
Yeah,
like,
so I don't... Like,
I think the greatest artists
I don't believe anything's false, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so many people will misunderstand what they're trying to say. And I genuinely believe that.
I just feel like... I think a good example is just, like, when you, like, don't meet your idols is, like, a good saying. Like,
come on. No, not really.
No, well, I've had an experience where I met an idol of mine, and it was,
Drop that name. Nobody should be idolized, you're right. Like I don't idolize Kanye. Or, like, you know, idolizing Beyonce, let's say. I'm just saying, or go back to your point, the Sikh gurus, like, people are like, when people are like, oh, the Sikh gurus are, like,
we're not
are
supposed
perfect.
To have photos of them in our house in Mathar Tik.
Yeah, but I'm, like, just saying, when people are like, everything that the Sikh gurus did are perfect, I'm like, no, they were also human beings that felt human emotions, and they had flaws as well. Like, how can you expect us to live up to these standards if they're, like, perfect? How can we reach perfection?
Humans are
not perfection.
All right, guys. So we've had quite the debate. We got one side here. And of course, we got this son of a bitch devil just blurring out opinion like he thinks he's
like he's Kanye West or something.
I'm just trying to facilitate a discussion here.
Anyways, guys, so we're gonna do a last round of some words being tossed around before we exit out of this. Amol, you want to say
everyone give their last word and just sum up.
Let's just start with Horace, because I think, you know.
Ladies
version. She did very well articulating herself.
Okay. Final word. Okay. You have to say about this.
One word or just a couple?
The final, like thoughts,
phrase.
Yeah.
Okay. All I gotta say is I'm a big fan of Kanye, and I always root for him because, you know, I'm a lover of his music and his tastes and his opinions most cases. But for me, something I'm learning in this new year is just, like, to align myself morally and ethically with people who align themselves with the same concepts that I do. And I'm not going to waste my time with mediocre relationships or ideals or things that really, like, drain me of this weight of, like, negativity. And I just want to be kind and empathetic to people. So I just don't agree with what Kanye is recently saying. I hope he comes to terms with what is truly, like, resonating in his head and, like, educate himself, because I do think education and awareness is the number one thing you can do before you can take action in anything. You need to know the facts. So Kanye had a song called Facts. Fucking get the facts, bro. This is fame, bro.
Great. Great.
Great. Final words.
Unmole. Final words.
Yeah, you know, Kanye, let me just break it down for you real quick. Let's listen.
He's not watching this podcast.
You never know. Yeah, Kanye.
On the internet.
The most influential of our generation, easily. You know what I mean? Highly impactful. I just believe that anything you said or will say is obviously going to impact anybody at this point. Just please do your research. That's all it is, man. Just do your research. You know, fix up a little bit. Drop some more clothes. Drop some more albums. You know, I'm just honestly, I'm very excited because when Kanye is on this some type of wave, when he's on some like Jagged, whatever, he drops something fire. I'm very excited to see what he's trying to do with his art and his creativity. More so because from something that I've learned from in Toronto is you also have to separate an artist from their art, even though they do go hand in hand and are parallel. But sometimes when people do say certain things, you just have to separate them because idols do become your rivals. But then again, you got to come back to reality because you can be your idols.
All right. At the end of the day, my last words are Kanye West, one of the most impactful people, one of the people that I resonate with a lot. And I always find whatever wave he's going through in light, I always find that I'm in some way parallel going through. Yeah. So are you going to have me have a last word or are you going to?
No, go ahead.
You're dating Kim K too. Yes.
So I don't, I'm not dating, minus me dating a Kardashian. Which, I don't know, like Kendall, if you're watching this, hit me up. I feel like me and Kendall would probably.
What about Chloe? She's heartbroken. Which Tristan, one? Another Toronto boy.
No, I have zero interest in Chloe.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not. So what I think is Kanye West is like, I 98% agree with everything that he's saying. 95.
Ooh.
Who? Hey,
listen. No, that's fair. That's
your
fair.
Opinion.
That's fair. 90's fair.
On the bigger scale, on the bigger picture, in terms of his intentions, I agree with what Kanye is trying to do. And I support what Kanye is trying to do. And my only thing is like, Kanye, just don't, because I've been there, don't revert all of your ideas and expect everyone to understand what you're trying to say via tweets, via these headlines. And you know the media is going to take snippets and shit that you're going to say out of context. You know this. You know that. So like, I don't know, try to find a medium that's a little bit better that you can fully articulate your thoughts without people getting triggered or getting upset at what you're saying. But if that's your intention, you're trying to start a dialogue, fine. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But like, at the end of the day, I do believe love conquers all. And I do believe that he is, sometimes he says some ignorant stuff that might not be in line with whatever people think, but I think that his intentions are coming from love and everything that he's doing is coming from love. Even love thy enemy, that philosophy, I think he's coming from love. Mm. Waleed, what do you have to say?
Well, you know, some people actually might disagree with me, especially all of you guys and some of you guys at home watching this. All I gotta say really is make sure you follow us on Twitter.
God damn it. I love some dumb shit like this.
@Just2Boys And be sure to stay tuned and with all future episodes of Just Two Boys and Just Two Boys After Hours. All right, guys.
Thank you so much for watching. And hey, leave it in the comments below what you guys think.
Who your favorite debater was.
Yeah, sure. Leave it in the comments below. This was a great discussion. I think we got a lot of different sides, a lot of different points, which is what I wanted in this podcast. And I think it was great. We all learned something and we all talked and we all had some brain food.
All right, love you. Bye.
All right, bye.